joined by Easy Ticket Mike, talking a little sports here with you across the nation. I know you're listening to us in Connecticut. You got that great facility there, baby, where the Rangers play. It's the Cathedral, Madison Square Garden. And, of course, my Philadelphia Phillies in 11 get by the New York Mets. Always weird for me as I covered the Mets. And, of course, my first love is the Philadelphia Phillies. His first love is anything Dallas, but he joins us all the time to talk about what's happening across the board, including the concerts that are coming up. Hey, Easy Ticket Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. It was pretty brutal weather, so lots of power outages, a lot of crazy things happening, as I just said to all the listeners across the country. Mother Nature every night seems to rear her ugly head, and I guess it was our turn.
Yeah, the power is at my computer, but it came back, so it was you know, pretty good things. It said transformers blowing up all over Dallas this evening, but it's still coming. I think more storms coming in through from the west. I was looking on the TV here, but I've been watching the NBA finals here lately, and I watched that game last night with Orlando pulling it out over LA. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that was great for the Magic, their first win in the finals ever, and to pull that out the way they did, they were on fire. Their shooting percentage was horrible in the two games in Los Angeles, and they were on fire in front of their home crowd. And Kobe Bryant was terrible when he needed to be on in the last quarter of that matchup. So now LA is 2-1, but Orlando looks pretty good. This is really a series, I think.
Yeah, and I think the game tomorrow, I think Orlando's going to take that one too, and I think it's going to be tied up 2-2. I think this series, you know, before last week, I thought Orlando was going to take it in six, but you know, things just change. I think now I'm looking, and I do think LA is going to take it in seven games back at Staples Center.
Yeah, I always thought it was going to be LA's game for sure. I just wasn't sure in how many games, but I thought LA would do it. And Kobe Bryant, this would be his fourth championship win, and he wanted to be the centerpiece, and he would be the centerpiece. He just wasn't in that last game. In hockey, though, it's been incredible. Amazing the way the Pittsburgh Penguins played the other day as they tied up their series with Detroit. I love a Game 7, and so, you know, there we are talking about a Game 7 game on. Was that exciting? Did you see that game, that 2-1 win for the Penguins?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, the Penguins had it, you know, pretty much the whole game. Detroit came back and got one goal there in the last period, but you know, the Penguins, they did what they had to do to keep the series going. I think you know, come Friday, I think Detroit's going to take it back home in the Joe.
Yeah, I think Detroit has it too, absolutely. But they made it more exciting, and like I said, there's nothing like, to me, in hockey, in baseball, or in hoop, there's nothing more exciting than to see it go seven. Now, in baseball, it's been kind of interesting. You know, we're still not at that halfway point, but we're seeing some pull-away teams, some of the same teams that we've seen before. The Phillies, of course, won the World Series last year. Who knows what's going to happen in the NL East? They had a thrilling win over the Mets that I mentioned previously in 11 a few moments ago. But, you know, I'll tell you, there's some interesting stories out there this year, for sure, like the Dodgers. They don't have Manny Ramirez. He's suspended. He showed his face, Mike, up by here in the clubhouse the other day, probably because he wants everyone to know he's still around, because even without Manny, they were doing okay.
Oh, yeah, they've, you know, they've got a, well, they've won 40 out of 60 games so far.
Yeah,
and,
incredible.
You know, they got the best record in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what I've said is the you know, the NL West is kind of a weak division, but the Dodgers are doing great. I mean, they're coming here to Texas this weekend with a series against the Rangers. Rangers, you know, they're still looking really good in the American League. They played Boston. Boston's got the best record in the American League right now, but the Rangers took two out of three against them here just a couple days ago. So I think that series with the Rangers and the Dodgers is going to tell who's the real team and who's the fake team.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, absolutely. I'll tell you what I really love, and I played this course, and I feel so fortunate. When I was working in New York City to get a chance to do this, when I was working for The Fan, I think it's the best perk I ever got in my whole life in being in this business. I got to play the black course at Beth Page, and, of course, that's where the U.S. Open is now. And you got Phil Mickelson, who's pretty emotional, choked up, back on the tour. That's going to be fun to watch, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, and I've got some quality tickets for the U.S. Open. I've already got tickets for next year's Open. But, of course, I'll be sitting on those for a year.
That's okay. That's all right. Where is it? I don't even know where it is next year.
It's in, let's see. Well, I got the tickets from the, I just picked them up.
Usually I know these things, but for some reason I don't know where it is. I knew Beth Page and what was happening there, but I didn't know for next year. Because, you know, that's laid out, obviously, and you know because you already have the tickets. It's laid out ahead of time. So, and speaking of tickets, you have concert tickets. There's just a ton of good stuff out there because it's summertime. The Jonas Brothers are coming out, and it's interesting for people listening to us across the country in Connecticut and Illinois and Vermont, and they're going that way too as well. But they're starting at the $1 billion Cowboys Stadium, and then that's where they're going to start, so good for them.
Yeah, and let's see, the George Strait, he was here with Reba McEntire this last weekend. They opened it up, but he's on tour. He's going to be in Virginia this weekend. I've got tickets for the Verizon Center in Virginia Beach. And then he goes to Saturday. He's down the road in Bristow, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I got tickets for that. But he always puts on a great show. You know, he had a sold-out show here in
Texas. Absolutely, absolutely. And you can get tickets to any of that, Mike, thanks, by going to easy-ticket.com. Again, easy-ticket.com. Coming up next.